Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. Controversy over Christ's relationship to the law of Moses has been a prominent part of the history of the New Testament church. Romans, Galatians, and Hebrews were written, at least in part, to settle that controversy. One verse from each book will show the path of the New Testament writers in discussing the gospel and the law. Therefore, we conclude that a man is justified by faith without the deeds of the law. Romans 3:28. Christ is become of no effect unto you. Whosoever of you are justified by the law, you are fallen from grace. Galatians 5:4. The Hebrew writer spoke of two covenants which God had given. Then said he, Lo, I come to do thy will, O God. He takes away the first, that he may establish the second. Hebrews 10:9. One of the verses at the center of the controversy over Christ's relationship to the law is Matthew 5:17, which I shall read to you now. Think not that I am come to destroy the law, or the prophets. I am not come to destroy, but to fulfill. The crucial word in this verse is the word destroy. The Greek kataluo is translated throw down, Matthew 24:2, will come to naught, Acts 5:38, overthrow, Acts 5:39, and dissolved, 2 Corinthians 5:1. W. E. Vine defines the word to mean to destroy utterly, to overthrow completely. Page 294. The Revised Standard Version renders the word abolish. Unfortunately, that translation simply cannot be justified. Jesus did come to abolish or to abrogate the law of Moses, but he did not come to destroy it or to bring it to naught. Every word of the Old Testament was inspired of God and remained in effect until the gospel was fully preached on the day of Pentecost. Christ was explaining to his disciples in Matthew 5:17 that the Old Testament scripture could not be thrown down or overturned without its being fulfilled. That truth is powerfully stated in these words from the mouth of Jesus Christ. The scripture cannot be broken. John 10:35. Every promise, every prophecy, and every word spoken by Moses and the prophets had to come to pass. Not one word could be proved false or to be removed before it was completely fulfilled. You know, if you think about it seriously, that abolish or abrogate is not an adequate translation of the Greek kataluo, to destroy. Even the Old Testament prophets predicted a day when the first covenant would be removed and a new covenant given. I urge you to read Jeremiah 31, 31-34, and then turn to Hebrews 8, 6-13 to learn of the fulfillment of Jeremiah's prophecy. Without reading either passage completely, let me remind you that Jeremiah spoke of a new covenant. The Hebrew writer concluded, In that he says, a new covenant, he has made the first old. Now that which decays and waxes old is ready to vanish away. Hebrews 8:13. The word rendered vanish means to disappear. We still have the record of God's dealings with the Jews, and a very valuable record it truly is. But it has disappeared as far as its being binding on anyone during the Christian era. Let us return to Hebrews 10 for just a moment. The Hebrew writer quotes Jesus Christ as saying, Lo, I come to do thy will, O God. He takes away the first, that is the first covenant, the law of Moses, that he may establish the second, that is the second covenant, the gospel of Jesus Christ, by the which will we are sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all. Hebrews 10:9-10. Thank you for listening today, and may God bless you.